We turn now to NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams for some political analysis. Good morning, Juan.
Good morning, Renee.
So the administration has given out some mixed messages about closing Guantanamo Bay in recent days. What is going on? Is that being considered?
That's right, Renee. Last week, President Bush said he's looking at alternatives for dealing with the 520 detainees still being held there. And he's also thinking, he said, of the possibility of closing it down. White House officials say they're looking at policy options, where prisoners might be sent, could they be given rights to legal counsel without saying that terrorists are covered by the Geneva Conventions. But over the weekend, Vice President Cheney said prisoners at Guantanamo are hardcore bad people. Still, political pressure is growing on the White House to make a move. Over the weekend, Florida Republican Mel Martinez said he favors closing Guantanamo down. He asked, what information is America getting out of the prisoners there? Also, Nebraska Republican Chuck Hagel said, you can't hold people indefinitely. Democrats such as Senator Robert Byrd has proposed deleting funding for Guantanamo from the defense budget. Senator Joe Biden, a leading Democrat in addressing the war, and former President Jimmy Carter have also publicly argued that questions about the treatment of prisoners at Guantanamo are hurting America's image and weakening support for the war abroad and at home. By the way, Renee, Senate Judiciary Committee plans to hold hearings on this issue on Wednesday.
And as the week begins, support for the war in Iraq has hit a new low. A Washington Post ABC poll shows that 52% of Americans say the war is not in the best interest of the nation's long-term security, and 58% believe the war is not worth the loss of life and the cost. What's the White House saying about that?
Boy, I tell you, Renee, the falling support's hurting the president's approval ratings, and in combination with economic anxieties, it has about 60% of Americans saying the country is on the wrong track. But Bush officials are taking the long view and saying too many people are being impatient. I spoke to one White House official over the weekend who said it's not been a year since Condoleezza Rice, then the National Security Advisor, handed President Bush a note saying the U.S. had transferred sovereignty to an interim Iraqi government. This official said it feels like that first step to reducing U.S. involvement in Iraq happened years ago, when it hasn't been even a year. Secretary of State Rice recently told me that constant reports of ongoing violence don't help the American people to see that long view. She argues that efforts to bring democracy to Iraq is on par right now with positive outcomes of World War II, creating a peaceful Europe. Secretary Rice believes that the war in Iraq and democratization of the Middle East requires patience, no matter what shifts are taking place in domestic polls. One last point, Renee. Howard Dean, the chair of the Democratic Party, you know, has been the subject of criticism for his verbal attacks on Republicans and the president over the last few weeks. But he hasn't been aggressive about exploiting the downturn in support for Iraq. At the moment, leading Democrats don't feel the time is right.
And a memo prepared for the British Prime Minister Tony Blair before the war and reported in the Washington Post yesterday suggests that the United States was preparing for war, as we know from much other reporting, but not for what to do afterwards. How is that likely to play with Americans?
I think it's likely to cement opinions. But the thing is, Renee, at the moment, when you have this memo coming in the aftermath of the Downing Street memo, which earlier talked about how the administration was intent on going to war even before they'd announced it to the American people, I think it's going to grow in terms of building public opinion that the American people don't know all that's going on. And it resurfaces some of the questions about why did we go to war? What happened to the weapons of mass destruction? And so it recast a number of tumultuous issues. Not good news for a president who's losing support on the war issue.
Juan, thanks very much. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.